What we are taught here about these kings, about the Jewish people in general, in this amazing series of generations in history, is that this whole Torah deals with one single Jew. Every single Jew, every one of us, and every Jew has lived in the past too, can find himself in this history. This is the history of each Jew. For example, every Jew goes through a lot of changes in life, known as the vicissitudes of life, the ups and downs. A Jew has aliyos and yeridos. Some days he rises upward and finds himself with thoughts of purity, of holiness, of good, warm feeling, closest to Hashem. But some days he finds himself very much dejected, very slow, very lackadaisical, very reluctant to do mitzvos, to study Torah. He's drawn away from, he's repelled from the Torah itself, from Hashem. And these ups and downs that a Jew enjoys or suffers has its counterpart in the Torah. The Torah teaches us that when a Jew rises up, he does mitzvos, he becomes pure, like on Yom Kippur, for example, it is like the coronation of a king. He has become a king once more. He's close to Hashem. He's considered the most important person of all the Jewish people, or the most important person in the world. And then, suddenly, after Yom Kippur is over, he begins to forget about his duties to Hashem. He goes back to his old ways, goes back to business, goes back to his old desires, and plunges into the evil ways of life. And then he descends, goes down to Yerida, and he is Chas v'Shalom wiped out. He's assassinated. But he is not dead, because there's always a chance for a rejuvenation, a revival, with a bit of tshuva, of repentance, a desire to return to Hashem, there is a new king crowned. That's the same Jew who comes back to life. He's given a new chance, a new lease. And so he continues on. Sometimes he remains good for a long period. As we say, he reigned for 41 years, which means a long time he was good and pure. He remained loyal to the mitzvahs of the Torah, but then eventually he weakened. He fell, he dropped, he lost out. But because he has that spark of a Jew in his heart, he is awakened, reawakened, because he hears a word. He happens to come into shul. He hears a word about Torah, about mitzvahs. He feels remorse, regret. He wants to come back. And again, he's brought back. What is the strongest method in awakening a person who is spiritually dead, or who seems to be dead? Reinel says that the best method used, a method we can call Tchias HaMesim, to bring a dead person back to life, is through Hispedidus. Hispedidus means that a person is given the privilege, no matter who you are, no matter how bad you are, or how bad you think you are, you may not enter into discussion with a great person, or with a good person, or one who is disgusted with you, ones who have rejected you completely. You try to see a doctor, for example, for an illness. The doctor says, make an appointment for 3 weeks from now. The big surgeon says, save the operation until 6 months. Control yourself. I have no appointment for you. You must live 6 months until I'm ready for you. Or if you want to see an important politician, a mayor, he says, wait until 4 years later. If I'm elected again, you'll see me then. The governor is still further and so on. You want to see the president, well, you have to travel to California or something. You get to see him after he's able to mentally meet anybody. But there's one case, though, not the mayor or the president or a doctor, but one who rules over all these, one who has created all these. Kaviyachal Hashem. Hashem has created the entire world, who rules over all the world, and who is infinite in greatness. If you want to see Hashem, meaning to have a personal interview, personal meeting, where you can speak at length without any restricted time, you can without any appointment whatsoever. Anytime you're ready, the door of that heavenly office is open for you to enter into it. At any given moment, the minute you start speaking, kaviyachol, the ears of Hashem are attentive. Immediately, Hashem is listening to what you say.